Hello, it's Tuesday, January the 4th, and we come now to chapter 6 of Revelation, the first 8 verses, which describes for us the opening of the first 4 of the 7 seals on the book of redemptive history. Verse 1 begins with, "I watched when the Lamb opened one of the 7 seals, and I heard one of the 4 living creatures say with a voice like thunder, 'Come!' And I looked, and behold, a white horse and a rider." And these verses, chapter 6, 1 to 8, will describe in succession what we generally refer to as the 4 horsemen of the apocalypse. And it begins with a white horse. Now, let's back up a little. The first 4 seals show Christ's authority over every situation, and situations of great suffering, because all of these 4 horses will bring great suffering. And that these are ultimately sent by God to purify his people and to punish his enemies. I think that after the persecution of Nero in AD 64, after the fire that broke out in Rome and he persecuted Christians, setting them alight and as torches and sending them into the arena to be torn apart by wild animals and so on, that some Christians perhaps were beginning to wonder if God really was in control, if Christ really did have the rule and reign that's described in chapters 4 and 5 of Revelation. And by the early 90s, when I think John is writing Revelation, the same doubt occurred when the persecution of Emperor Domitian began. Now, Christ rules then over what looks like chaos. He's taken his position at the right hand of God, and these events reflect what was true in John's own time frame. And again, there are Old Testament backgrounds to the 4 horsemen in Ezekiel 14 and especially in Zechariah chapter 6. And it opens with one of the 4 living creatures, as I said, saying, "Come," and out comes a white horse and a rider and a bow. He has a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he came out conquering and to conquer. Now, it's tempting to see this white horse as Gandalf. It's tempting to see this white horse as depicting Christ himself. But clearly, these 4 horsemen belong together, and most certainly the other 3 are evil. And therefore, I think we need to understand this white horse as a description of Satan, who is a deceiver and a false Christ. He appears as true, but in fact, he is evil. And therein lies the warning to the early church and to us in our time and to Christians in the future, that Satan prowls about seeking whom he may devour, but he might appear to you as one riding a white horse, but he is a false Christ. Well, if you're not convinced by that, you need to see riders 2, 3, and 4, and I think when you do that, I think the identity of number 1 then, I think, becomes a little clearer. Well, we'll do that tomorrow and again on Thursday, but for now, have a wonderful day.